Proclamation number 3508 of 8th of August, 1945. Will to rise is guarantee for aim. The will for spiritual ascent, the conscious striving for knowledge, is the surest guarantee that the human being will reach his aim, for God will not leave anyone in darkness who longs for light. At the beginning of his embodiment, the human being is without any knowledge. This is to be imparted to him, and the measure, the degree of his spiritual development, which earns him knowledge will also be in accordance with his will. First he receives knowledge from outside which he only has to utilize himself, i.e., think about it and check whether he can accept it as truth. The latter already reveals the will for truth. The power of judgment, however, corresponds to his way of life. Only a God-pleasing way of life earns him full power of judgment, for then the human being strives towards God and thus comes closer to truth. At first the soul is not aware of its earthly task, and yet it can strive for good and detest evil even without knowledge of God, of the meaning and purpose of earthly life. Then it will unconsciously strive towards God, and the recognition of truth will not be difficult for it if it is offered to it from outside. Nevertheless, it must inwardly process what is offered to it if it is to have a fruit-bearing effect, i.e., if it is to promote its ascent. Man has the ability to examine because God endows him with the gift of understanding, which he must use. The human being who unconsciously strives towards God is driven by his spirit to let his intellect become active as soon as it concerns knowledge, as soon as spiritual knowledge is offered to the human being. And his soul will not resist the spirit. It will do what it is urged to do by the spiritual spark within itself. For the soul of a person striving towards God, thus of a person who is turned towards the good and away from the bad, longs for light. It will not be satisfied with inadequate knowledge. It will examine and ponder and truly receive the right answer mentally, because this is God's will that the soul is guided into truth. As soon as a certain degree of maturity has been achieved, as soon as the human being has attained realization, i.e., has recognized spiritual knowledge as pure truth, it will consciously strive towards God, it will strive for ever deeper knowledge, for constant descent development. It strives to become perfect because the desire for God becomes ever stronger and it seeks to conform to God in order to come close to Him. And it will truly reach its aim, for God constantly draws it to Himself. He gives the soul according to its desire. Light and strength. He will never let it sink back into the state of darkness once it has felt the benefit of light, once it has become knowledgeable and thus its spirit has awakened to life. This spirit is now constantly active and strives for unification with the Father Spirit from eternity. The awakened spirit, however, never falls back into sleep but does not rest until this unification with the Father Spirit has taken place, which is the human being's final aim on earth. Amen.